Hello, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. And to start things off, Arthur, what do you call an actor that is underwater?
Don't start, Josh. I know what you're thinking.
Keanu Reeves! Now with my extremely funny joke out of the way, let's get serious for a moment. Hi, I'm Joshua De La Cruz, along with my partner, Arthur Molinao. Today, we talk about our coral reefs, but to be more specific, we talk of one closest to home, and that is...
Tubataha Reefs! Yes, our very own wonder of nature is our topic of discussion today. And a little background on Tubataha. It was actually discovered by divers in the late 1970s, and it is home to over 374 species of coral and 500 species of fish.
That's a lot of fish.
Anyways, enough of these boring facts. Let's get right into business.
Wait, have you been to Tubataha Reefs?
No, but I imagine it would be life-changing. And Josh, there are pressing issues that we need to get to right now.
Right. Continue.
Pag-usapan natin yung mga threats sa mga coral reefs na ito. First on the list is the climate change. I have just found out that scientists estimate that with the current rates of ocean warming and reef decline, most of the world's coral reefs, of course, kasama na dyan ang Tubataha Reefs, could be lost in the next few decades.
Seriously?
Seriously, buddy. This is mainly due to climate change and the fact that coral reefs are unable to survive in environments where the temperature is too high.
Totoo yan, buddy. Dito nga sa Puerto, sometimes it's rainy, but in the other parts of the Philippines, it's super hot. So, I don't know how to say it, but it's really alarming. And you know what's more alarming, buddy?
Yung alarm mo tuwing umaga. Kidding aside, what's alarming, Josh?
Overfishing and destructive fishing practices. Overfishing results in imbalance of the ecological environment, as well as bottom trolling or dragging of a fishing net across the ocean floor. All those things that I've mentioned are considered to be one of the greatest threats to cold water reefs, particularly Tubataha Reefs.
Well, if na-observe mo, buddy, padami ng padami ang resorts dito sa Puerto, and not just here in Puerto. Kahit sa ibang tourist destination na magaganda ang beaches, the thing is, there is what we call the unstable coastal development. Tubataha Reefs are often put at risk of destruction by infrastructures like resorts that are built directly on top of them or at least at the close proximity. Biruin mo may mga beach na may swimming pools and hotel, kaya nagkakaroon ng sewage waste that are emptied into the ocean, which can also cause damage to the surrounding reefs. At dito na nagkakaroon ng pollution.
Right, buddy! And pollution are waste such as plastic, sewage, agrochemicals, oil pollution. All of that coming from boats and whatever things pass through there. Pollutants from the sewage and runoff from farming also increase the level of nitrogen in seawater, which can cause an overgrowth of algae. And I'd like to emphasize also now that Palau and other places across the globe, it has opened borders again for the tourists. And tourists, you know how careless tourists can be. It can be a threat to Tubataha Reefs because of the irresponsible behavior that they do when they travel. They touch the coral reefs, they step on it. I mean, they're diving, so it's a little too deep for that. But I don't know, they could be doing some stuff that they shouldn't be doing, and I just don't trust them.
That's right. And the common denominator is that people are the main contributors to the decrease of coral reefs across the globe, from usage of plastic to the infrastructures that are being built.
Couldn't agree more. Well, it's the reality, ladies and gentlemen, so we should do our part to protect and maintain the coral reefs. And there are many ways we can prevent the threats that Tubataha Reefs face. Even though it's a protected area, we can still play a part in maintaining it. So here are some of those ways. We can conserve water because the less water we consume, the less wastewater goes to the ocean. And that wastewater is the one that causes coral bleaching. So those are the simple things we can do to prevent these things from happening to our beloved corals.
And by supporting conservation organizations and reef-friendly businesses, we can join various organizations or programs that help advocate corals or the environment. And it's already 2021, guys. Let us refrain from supporting businesses or programs that could possibly damage the corals.
I agree. If nasa bahay lang naman kayo, why not surf the net? Stay updated and be aware of the things that are occurring in our environment and world today.
That's right. And coral reefs play an essential role in shoreline protection from storms and surge water. Barrier reefs, for example, are able to reduce waves, buffer shores, prevent erosion, and stabilize mangroves and seagrass beds to avoid uprooting. Suwak na suwak dito sa Palawan, di ba Josh? Kaya we should take care of our coral reefs in general.
And always remember that we have a responsibility to others and to our environment. We must open our eyes to the world around us. Well, on that bombshell, we end our Enviro Talk.
Enviro Talk? I kind of like the sound of that.
Well, thank you very much. I thought of it not too long ago. Anyway, thank you all for listening to me and my buddy Arthur. Once again, I am Joshua De La Cruz.
And I am Arthur Malinao.
Signing off. Maging responsableng tao, ikaw at ako, may magagawa tayo.